All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you.
Hashtag second hour.
Hashtag second hour, man. Congrats to Xavier Howe, by the way. AFC Defensive Player of the Week, two times running.
Oh, no.
What? What?
That's going to lead a lot of rat poison going into the Sunday.
He catches a pick every week.
But he also gets roasted a lot.
He's going to pick off Tom Brady twice.
He also gets roasted a lot. Here.
It's boom or bust.
I'm going to tell you, I know people don't want to hear this, that sometimes...
Safety's supposed to be there.
When you see a guy getting toasted, you always pick on him because he's the closest guy, but it might not really be his
fault.
Might not
be.
I can't tell you for sure because I don't know what the coverage is.
That was one of Josh Allen's wide-open misses that he had the other day. It was Xavier Howard getting roasted, but Allen luckily threw it 5 yards over his guy's head.
Yeah. Luckily, that's Allen's move. His move is overthrow people.
Yeah, man, that's been, you know who else is?
Except for that one at Charles Clay.
You know who else is that's been? Is Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He's missing guys a lot.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has been taking a bit of a beating this week.
You think?
Yeah. I think a lot of people.
I mean, everybody thinks it's his fault.
That the coach got fired.
They think they sabotaged him. But
I mean,
Jordan got people fired, man. Like,
but here's the problem.
LeBron
here's the problem.
LeBron. I mean, good God.
Wait, here's the problem.
LeBron's got a body list on his hands.
You can't.
Might have another one too.
You can't do basketball and treat it like football. You can't.
Why?
You can't because there's too many guys in football, and you can't. I don't care how great the one player is, right?
Even if the head coach is the play caller, like that's
now that's different. That's different. If you're not happy with the play calling and you say, "Hey, you know, Mike, why don't you get somebody else call the plays? We need a different." And he says no, then you're fired.
Okay,
that's a different scenario. Other than, hey, I don't like this guy as my coach. You need to find another guy.
Yeah, but. I get what you're saying because I'm not trying to say football's not way more involved and needs a lot more units to be successful, but we talk about it all the time. Quarterback's different, like on a lot of levels, especially a quarterback of his ilk and who has the ability and the responsibility to I'm sure do whatever he pleases on offense. He's in that realm of a Peyton Manning. If he's not happy with it, he's gonna get it done.
Are you a little? I mean, do you think McCarthy earned the right, no matter how bad he was, to get to the end of the year?
Nah.
Based on what he did there?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Yeah, I should have known. You're like that. He
How about like
he's
that? So you just think as a courtesy to get to the end of the year?
No, I'm just saying, what's going to happen now in 4 weeks that is going to change anything?
They want to look at candidates. If Aaron Rodgers would be like, hey, go look at some college candidates. This is who I want. I want Urban Meyer. I want Lincoln Riley. I want one of those guys.
You think Aaron Rodgers is doing that?
Yeah. Yes.
Of course.
I'll tell you one thing.
Of course.
PR 101. If the first thing they say is Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with the coaching search, Aaron Rodgers is leading the coaching search.
Let me ask you a question. If Bill Belichick had a health situation and retired tomorrow, who's picking that coach?
Bill.
Well, he kind of did. He picked McDaniels. Like, isn't McDaniels the coach?
Yeah.
Bad example.
No,
this one.
You know why McDaniels is the coach?
Because he was going to leave.
No.
Yeah.
Because.
He was going to leave.
He was right. He is right.
No.
He was going to leave. So
because
they promised
him. Should Belichick leave before Brady is done? McDaniels and Brady get along.
No. He had two choices. Bill.
He was going to be a head coach.
Bill. Who do you want to be the head coach after you? You want it to be McDaniels or you want it to be that weirdo ship Keebler Elf?
They asked Tom.
And he said, send the Keebler Elf to Detroit. He's riding my coattails
they asked
and he
Tommy,
sucks.
And Tommy Football, the GOAT, said he wants Josh.
I got a hot take for you.
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady. Saw him on Instagram. Not handsome anymore. Yep. Hurts, doesn't it?
What, now your quarterback has to look good?
Yeah, I just hurt his soul. Yeah.
Tommy is the most handsome thing you've ever seen.
Nope.
He is when he's standing next to Giselle. When he's standing solo.
I've seen Tommy in person all sweaty after a game. It's good.
Nah, that was years ago. This is today. I'm talking fresh out the box. Tom Brady unfiltered on his Instagram, looking haggard. Looking haggard. Might want to take a little trip to the doctor.
Tighten it up.
Just saying. Speaking of handsome fellas, Dwayne Wade. there's a real man. Not like this Tom Brady. So he was asked about Hassan Whiteside leaving the game. 40 seconds left. He'd have just getting demolished by the Orlando Magic. It really was embarrassing, especially that third quarter.
The third quarter's back.
The turd of all turds.
12 points.
And the fourth wasn't much better.
And if it wasn't for Kelly Olynyk doing his best Klay Thompson impression, it could have even been worse.
Did Kelly hit three threes in a row?
Yeah. It might have actually been. Was it four? It was three.
I can't remember if it was three or four.
Whatever. He was going off, and it was the only thing keeping the Heat even close to the boat. But, yeah, Hassan Whiteside left with 40 seconds left. I kind of just shrugged my shoulders and I'd be like, whatever. It's like on the list of Hassan Whiteside violations, him leaving with 40 seconds left in the game, they're not even close in, that he wasn't playing. Whatever.
Well, here.
What do you think Spo's thinking, though?
I think he's done. I think he's just like, yeah.
I think they're worn out.
You want to hear Spo after the game? Listen to him. Listen to what he's asked about. Did you get an explanation? He's just kind of just like, eh.
Explanation from Hassan for leaving the bench early?
No.
Did you want one, or will you seek one, or?
Probably extremely upset like we all are. But no.
Okay. The only thing that was missing was the don't care.
Nah. Hey, Spo, did you want an explanation from the guy you don't even like playing?
Nah.
Nah.
I mean, like.
Back to the hammer and anvil.
Just like, look, if he has one of those games.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a great line.
Back to the rose petals. back to the rose sword.
Back to making a sword.
No, it's like, you know, he had this great moment against Rudy Gobert where he got to be in the fake winner circle because Dwayne Wade was busy changing jerseys. And that's great. He'll have his good games every now and then if they have a traditional center. But if he's asked to do anything else but that, then, you know, Spo's not going to play him. He's like, you know,
we have an update.
I'm going to go down how I want to go down.
Spo just talked.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
What'd he say?
Eric Spoelstra has just said, Hassan Whiteside exhibited unacceptable behavior leaving the bench early last night, added matter was handled internally.
You know,
that according to David Furones.
Oh, really? Because didn't Dwayne Wade say this after the game? He said they just had to go to the bathroom.
No, I didn't see it. He said he had to go to the bathroom. You know, so he came back to do that.
Wait, what? What?
On what?
That's how you say it. Hey,
Dwayne.
He know that's what he said. I had my fingers crossed behind my back.
He said, play that again.
No, I didn't see it. He said he had to go to the bathroom. So he came back to do that.
You know what that's like? That's like if you're friends with another married couple.
Yep.
But really, you're kind of friends by association, but you got to keep guy code up.
Yep.
And your wife finds out that the other man is cheating.
Yep.
And wants to know, hey, where were you? Or hey, where was Paul? Paul, we were at the bar and we were getting a bunch of drinks. Oh, really? Cause here's him on Instagram dancing with a stripper.
He came back to do that.
Like he's trying to stick up for his guys. He's like, let's make this not a thing. Let's blow this up. But I don't have a whole story for you guys.
Here's the problem.
He came back to do that.
Here is the problem. Is that what Hassan doesn't realize is that before it was just the fans. Before it was just coaches and Riley that are just annoyed by his actions, right? Now it's starting to sound like it's the players. And once it gets to the players, it's hard to play, man. It's hard because at any point in time, they can go to Spo and say, look, we can't be on court with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we every year, man, we give him every year. This, you know, he was banged up. And he has like a couple of first week, he's balling, and then things happen. Like, Bam, the guys that they had playing, and who is Vucevic and Gordon, those guys are very athletic. And if you have those guys in there, Bam's a better fit. Like I have asked this question as long as Hassan was on the team. Like, what are you going to do when a team has, you know, goes small or has a bunch of guys who can move and he can't keep up. They can game plan him out of the game. Yeah. He doesn't understand
that. That's part of the thing. Like, look, I get it. You know, max player, like, don't you want him to work out? Look, he's putting up, he's leading the league in blocks, second in rebounds. That's cool. And you know what? If he was happy with that role, that'd be swell. But he's not. He wants to be something that he's not. He wants to be Embiid. He wants to be Anthony Davis. He wants to be, you know, all these. He wants to be, you know, blossoming into something else. And I get it. But you're not. And so you think that we get to this point where we don't have to discuss anymore. Hey, shouldn't you just kind of listen to the organization that got you to that $100 million contract? It's like, no, I got me to that $100 million contract. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's interesting because when it was just you, you were playing in Lebanon and the YMCA. But it's like, hey, man, this isn't, I'm not, you know, didn't call out the organization, didn't stink about his role, didn't fight somebody. I'm just going over the other things that have happened in his career. Like this, all right, whatever. It's just an annoying thing. That's what it is. It's just 40 seconds left. Oh, really? Like, because what it seems like to me is Hassan probably did want to do that. Let me send up the old bat signal so Hassan Whiteside can speak to some reporters. And the organization's like, nah, man, go fake like you're working out. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
So we just told you that Spo just told reporters the Hassan incident from last night where he left the bench early with, what, like 40 seconds, a minute left to go in the game to head to the locker room. That will be handled internally, and that's all Spo would say about it. So there you go. Meanwhile, Winston Moss, former Miami Hurricane, was the associate head coach of the Packers. He was let go by Joe Philbin. He sent out a tweet last night basically criticizing the team's moves recently. And although Philbin said that the tweet wasn't the only reason he was let go, that seems to be a big part of it. There you go. So there's a Miami Hurricane out there. Anywho, the XFL has named their cities they're going to be in 2020. New York, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and the District of Columbia.
I tell you what.
Get anyone excited?
No, but.
Real football?
Action is
action. Fired for saying something that probably should already exist.
What do you mean?
I mean, football is not like other sports. You know, football is not like basketball where one guy can make that big of a difference. You still need the other guys on the field in football. And so you have to hold each other to a certain level of accountability. Keep in mind that if you're a young guy and you haven't proven anything, then you get the business a little bit more. But if you have a bunch of vets in that building, everybody has to feel like they're in it together. So whether you do hold, you know, Aaron Rodgers accountable like you hold the other players, he still has to be held accountable.
This was the tweet that Winston Moss sent out, okay? Quote, ponder this. What championship teams have is great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period. Hashtag losing sucks.
That's fine and all, but here's the one thing that I have a problem with. And I get Winston Moss got to stick up for his guy and all that. Why don't you hold the organization up to a leadership standard, too? Like
But he said that.
No. The problem is, like, you have to be in a situation where they have Aaron Rodgers, and we've seen this time after time with quarterbacks.
They don't put anybody around him.
You have an all-time great quarterback. You take it for granted who to put around him. And you think, oh, he could turn this guy into anybody. Why pay him? It's like, that's one thing that drives me nuts. Like, you just think, like, oh, he's a leader. He can will anybody to be this guy. It's like, it'd be a little nice if you could give him it, like, if you'd invest some dough in somebody actually good. Or somebody who's actually worthy of those talents. So that's the only thing that drives me nuts. I get it. Like, has Aaron Rodgers shown the greatest leadership in the world? No, he hasn't. And you can co-sign with that. But also, organizations kind of stunk around him. And we see this with the Colts, with Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. We've seen this with the Patriots.
Yeah.
They never want to pay anybody. They always are going cheap with Tom Brady.
Except
around
they're
them.
Winning, so you can't say
them. You never can go with them quite you the can't. Rule, but they do the same thing. Like, they're always is looking like, oh, you know, why pay him? We'll just find somebody else. Like, man, you always got to go like that? You always got to go the cheap route?
Well, it's hard to say that because you have to spend a certain amount of money. So every team is spending a certain amount of money. Where it differs is the fact that the guaranteed money they give, you see what I
yeah,
mean?
But
when they sign somebody.
But a lot of times when that happens, they give the guaranteed money or they give that money to another part of the field, not trying to make their superstar better.
Right.
They just think he's going to carry the load.
And well, they overlook.
Jaguars right. just did this. Jaguars just did this with their team. Where they're like, we're gonna have the cheapest receivers because we know that Blake's not gonna be the reason for our success offensively. Let's give $30 million guaranteed to a guard and just run behind Leonard Fournette. It's like, guard? What?
You're starting to feel how I feel about guards.
I love guards.
No, what I say is if you go into an offseason thinking, if I sign that big free agent that plays guard and you think that's going to be the difference maker, you're wrong.
Guard's got to stay healthy, like Josh Sitton.
Josh Sitton unraveled the season?
Yes, that is exactly what happened.
You know what's crazy? Did anybody they sign in offseason, is anybody healthy?
Kilgore, he was gone after
Kilgore,
5 games.
No, Sitton, no. Albert Wilson, no. Amendola, not really.
No,
he's
not
on IR
last
yet.
Week.
Yeah.
He's actually been the healthiest of the guys that they signed. He had the most injury concerns
Robert
coming
Quinn.
In. Yeah, Robert
well,
Quinn.
They traded him. Traded for him. They
right.
signed him.
But think about that. Almost every guy you signed.
Isn't that kind of a thing with free agency, though? Like, a lot of times free agents are free agents because they got something broken.
Or the other team didn't want to pay him.
Because they're broken. All right. When we come back, we got 15 minutes of heat. We'll get into a little bit more of Dwayne Wade on last night's game and get into what Eric Spoelstra had to say about Hassan Whiteside at today's practice.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number one Jeep Truck and Off-Road Supercenter. Champion 4x4, where champions are built. 15 Minutes of Heat is also brought to you by HurricaneDamage.com. Do you have property damage? Contact the law offices of Cantor and Pitaluga at HurricaneDamage.com. Now, thanks again to Michael Grieco for stopping in earlier today, state representative. I will say, I really enjoyed having him in. Love having him in, and I love having him aboard the campaign. He's got to get the hashtag right on social media. He's got to. Misspelling Dwayne Wade's name.
You should have talked to his guy.
It might have been that guy's fault. He may run his social media.
Might have to talk with that guy.
Yeah, you got to spell Dwayne Wade.
People are thinking Michael Grieco, not a real Heat fan, just a politician. He had Dwayne Wade's socks on.
Got to spell his name right, though. That's almost as that's like the arena when the arena misspelled Dwayne Wade's name earlier this season.
Yes.
And they didn't even misspell it the common way.
Oh, my God. Nothing drives me crazier. Like, when Tommy put up the pictures and he spelled Dwayne Wade's name incorrectly?
How about Wade Jones?
No, that's hilarious. That's forever treasure.
That's the all-time.
But the setup is what makes it so ridiculous.
His name, of course, is Wade Jones.
And everybody look around like,
what? Who is that?
What is it? What's his number?
Anyway, shout out to Michael. Thank you for coming in, and we're making moves to the state.
Oh, which reminds me.
What?
Mistake. I played against Neil Smith in high school, so we were friends. He was my recruit host when I went to Nebraska.
Okay.
And so when I was in at Michigan, we were watching a game or something, and they were on TV, and they tore up whoever they were playing. He went to Nebraska.
Okay.
So they interviewed him after the game. And I go, shut up. That's my boy.
Oh.
And they go, Neil, what role did fatigue play in the outcome of the game? And we're all listening. He said, what was his number? And everybody just, oh, my God.
We'll get back into the heat in just a second.
There's some breaking news.
There's a bit of big Dolphins news.
And I have more on it if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Xavier Howard's knee, evidently Gase first said it's week to week with his knee, and he won't know until later in the week if he's going to play this week. But then Gase just came out and said he believes Howard will be back at some point this season.
Which means he's out this week.
That doesn't sound too promising for this week.
The season is snake.
It's right after he said he's the best corner in the game.
Ugh.
And they told you the jinx, the rat poison.
That's not rat poison, Robbie.
It's a jinx. It's a jinx.
No, it's a jinx. It is a jinx.
The award was given to him. The injury had already occurred. We didn't hear about it yet.
No.
That does not count as a jinx.
Definite jinx.
No.
Definite jinx. It's like a Madden cover.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because you get the cover, and then you get hurt. We already had the injury occur. We just didn't know about it.
So how about
Robbie,
this?
Robbie, ruling?
I think it's a jinx.
I'm with you.
It's not like the Madden curse.
I just said it was like the Madden curse.
It's not like the Madden curse. I explained to you why it's
because
not like
you
the
get
Madden
put
curse.
On the Madden. The award, you get put on the cover.
How do you know that the award was like, oh, yeah, we're probably going to give it to him. We'll just wait for this one game. So they like it was already in the bag.
I don't know. Maybe because the two interceptions was a big push to him getting the award. You know, because getting two interceptions kind of stands out. So I would say as he's getting the second interception, knee hurt. Then they decide on the award.
Maybe they decided after
the
first
hired a new agent. He's thinking about his big contract.
That's
and bam,
true.
His knee gets hurt.
Exactly.
They hired Landry's agent.
Oh, wait. That kind of fires. That kind of goes into the fat cat situation more than a jinx situation.
Why?
Because he hired a new agent.
No, he had a new agent because he's going to get paid.
Not if he's hurt.
Hopefully. That'd be terrible. Oh, my God. The season he's having and he has a bad knee injury. I hope that's not true. But this season, snake bit, man. Snake bit.
Yeah, but. I understand a snake bit. I mean, everybody who has contributed to this team has missed time.
Yep.
But at the end of the year, when they get their record, nobody's going to care about that.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would their record be if they weren't snake bit?
Oh, man. They started 3-0.
And they lost
and they had
two of the main weapons.
You'd have Osweiler for a month.
The most important lineman.
We had something called Brocktober. So what you give? Do you give him 2 more wins? Do you give him 2 more wins?
Maybe
that's a lot. Two more wins is a lot.
No, I'm just asking.
That makes him 8-4.
Right.
With a Bills game in hand. Granted, it's in Buffalo. You never know what's gonna happen. House of Horrors for the Dolphins.
So you don't think? Okay, 2 more games.
That's good.
Are we having a different conversation now?
We're taking playoffs.
Yes, we're talking playoffs. But
we're singing a Pitbull.
If there were two different games, this would be one of the biggest games in the Dolphins' recent history. 8-4 going into this game. What's the Patriots' record? They're 7-3?
They're 9-3. They're 1 game back of the Patriots. And they would take the lead in the division if they win on Sunday.
Huge. Yep.
But my question is this. My question is this. Knowing what we know about this situation, why is everybody so down on the Dolphins? When you actually
because we tend to not be realistic when we think about our sports.
No, but I'm just asking you to be a little realistic.
No,
you
we
only
tend
got
to not
53 men on the roster. If you lose 6 starters,
I mean, everybody's got injuries. Every team across the
world. Not like this.
I like this. I agree.
They've lost 2 of their main offensive weapons for the year, not for weeks. The year,
and they had their quarterback out
and the left guard.
Yeah, but the reason is ultimately. If this ends up being a 500 or just under 500 season,
they're
going to
say same old Dolphins.
Yeah, familiar faces.
But you got to look.
But how many years are we going to do that, man? How many years are we going to do that with all the stuff always occurring? Like, if nobody ever stays healthy and it's the same faces all around, are we going to say, oh, it's always snake bit? Always?
This is a rare situation, man. These many guys don't normally get hurt. Can we agree on that?
I agree. But the quarterback thing has to be addressed because – it's not only a question of how good is the guy, but now we have to worry about how durable is he.
Right. Yeah. Agreed.
Here's a comment from Hassan Whiteside. This is from David Ferrone's Twitter account. Like Wade told reporters last night, Hassan Whiteside said today that he left the bench early because he had to go to the bathroom.
Now, I'm normally the guy that talks sense into you knuckleheads. I ain't buying it.
Whoa. You don't believe this explanation from Dwayne Wade? Play that again, Robbie. The great defense from Dwayne Wade where he went, hey, no. He was at the bathroom.
I believe that part.
I didn't see it. You see, he had to go to the bathroom. So he came back to do that.
Yeah. I believe that last part.
He played
wait. Isn't it ironic?
I mean, Dwayne said he went to the bathroom. Hassan told him he went to the bathroom.
Let me explain something to you.
Even though it was handled internally?
Think about this. Think about this.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
No, think about this.
What?
How long have you been watching basketball?
40 years.
How many times has somebody left the bench to go take a leak?
A couple times, maybe.
Okay.
In those 40 years?
Knowing what you know about Hassan.
Yeah. That wouldn't be the first thing I would do.
Okay. All right. That's all I'm saying. Wait, and look, you can say get off Hassan. I didn't build this bridge. Hassan built this bridge.
Let's say it was like in the first or third quarter. Like, we're way away from the locker room situation.
But he just so happened to have not played a minute in the fourth quarter. Then all of a sudden, he got to go.
You guys want to hear his next quote?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wait. Let me get ready.
Hold on.
Hassan Whiteside said that he left to go to the bathroom. Quote, I think it was a bigger deal because it was me.
So special.
Wait, now.
Minus one.
Is that the first time we've given minus one to an athlete?
Not enough. We need to start doing that more. So, well done, Ronnie.
So. I don't.
He doesn't know how to.
I don't know how to attack it. There's so many angles that I could attack it. No. Dude, you could hold it for 40 seconds. You a grown ass man.
Maybe the
no,
kids were
40 seconds.
Up.
Look, everybody wanted that game to be over.
I had a situation earlier in my office where
I saw him sprinting down the hallway. It was crazy. I've never seen him.
Was I not running?
Leroy, didn't know he could move that fast.
Really? Was I not running? Yes.
But here's the difference, man.
40 seconds would be the difference.
When you're an athlete, it's tough.
What, you're going to tell your body not today when it's going to come out?
Not now.
Listen. Think about this. How often do you see a player in any sport leave and go use the bathroom? Never.
When I was on the sidelines, Kirby Freeman had a situation where whenever he got nervous, he had to tinkle. So every game, he would come off the field and have to run to the bathroom and pee because they were always losing or in a bad situation, and he was nervous and he'd have to pee.
Come on, man.
No, I'm serious.
Wait. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Remember when Randy walked off the field with Oakland?
Yeah.
Would you believe it?
What?
They had to go use the bathroom.
No.
Okay. But there was Larry Izzo for the Patriots.
Kirby Freeman.
Oh, no, he went on the sideline.
Yeah.
Kirby Freeman, I know, he had a problem.
Okay, but that wasn't with 40 seconds left to go in the game.
It was every game.
The beginning of the game.
The beginning, right, yeah. It was
series. Okay.
Yeah.
But isn't it ironic? You mysteriously had to go to the bathroom when you didn't play that whole quarter.
Yeah, are we to believe that if he was out on the court?
Right. There you go.
If he was out there balling against Vucevic, that he wouldn't have been able to play that last 40 seconds without pee running down his leg.
We don't know if it was pee. Maybe it was too much roughage.
No.
Maybe it was some beans.
Really?
Fine.
Really?
Let's just say that it is.
The kids were knocking on the back door.
So he can't. You're telling me if he was balling against Vucevic, he would have had to take a dump in his pants.
Let me.
That's what I'm led to believe.
I'll one up you.
Has that happened in the NBA?
If they were winning by 15, would he have left?
No.
Okay. How do you know? Maybe he still would have had the...
No, man, come on. Man, look, you watch sport your whole life. You very rarely see at the end of the game, unless a player is disgruntled, he had to leave and go use the bathroom.
Would Hassan have blown off Jason Jackson in the winner's circle if he had to use the bathroom?
Question for you.
For sure, no.
I just want, is it possible that he had to go to the bathroom? Is it even possible?
I don't doubt that he did go to the bathroom. I doubt that it was an emergency.
I Which doubt that what? He couldn't hold it in for another 40 seconds.
As someone that has emergencies.
Hey, check this out.
Gotta believe him.
Right. I've had to go, right, and I drive all the way home because me and my body have an understanding.
Well, maybe Hassan doesn't have that same understanding with his body.
All athletes do. All athletes do, man.
Someone comes
you can't just go take care of business during the middle of the game?
Someone says on the NunezLaw.com text line, by the way, they are accident attorneys at 67974. We get a bunch of calls of people thinking that they're ticket attorneys because they sponsor the ticket text line, but they're accident attorneys.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hassan is like a child who refuses to go to the bathroom at the rest stop and then complains right before you get to your destination that he has to go.
I'm honestly
he says, I didn't have to go then.
I'm just tired of it being a topic. Like, you know why? Because here's what it is.
What if it was UD?
UD wouldn't have left. He would have helped.
He wouldn't have left.
What if he had to go to the bathroom?
He wouldn't have left. Doesn't happen.
He would have pooped in Vucevic's shoe unless, and made him wear it the rest of the game. That's what he would have done. Because that's Heat culture.
Here, there's only a couple of times where we were on bathroom alert for people. They had the flu. One was Robert, but he just threw up. He didn't have to go to the bathroom. So there, but you already know.
Plus, you got the tent now.
Manny Ramirez had that time and see where
he went. That tent is not for dropping deuces, dude.
I bet you.
It's not. That tent is not a porta potty.
I guarantee you.
Somebody come on. Just come on.
I guarantee you.
Hey, don't nobody go in there for about 25 minutes.
This happened at least one time where someone, they have had to erect the injury tent just for someone to take a deuce.
It doesn't.
It has happened. No. I guarantee you it has happened.
I don't know. Y'all making this sound like this is a normal occurrence. It's not.
It's not.
That's why I'm so pissed off
The players know there's a tent now.
They handle it internally. Like,
literally in the tent.
Honestly, like, look, Wade tried to do the good thing last night. He was trying to make
it
go
away. But he
sounded
frustrated even while he was defending
But he
him.
Tried. He tried. Like, he's no big deal, guys. He just had to go to the bathroom.
He came back to the bathroom.
Play the whole thing, Robbie. It's like, it's so great. How it deteriorates.
Right. No, I didn't see it. You see, you gotta go to the bathroom. I know. So he came back to do that.
What is he saying?
He's saying, I'm going for you.
Do you
right
think
now.
If we had Dwayne Wade here right now and he had that.
He wouldn't know what he was saying.
Would he know what he was saying?
No. I'm gonna ask him. The next time we get Dwayne Wade on the show, I'm going to ask him, what did you say here?
Just translate.
No, I didn't see it. You see, you gotta go to the bathroom. I know. So he came back to do that.
Robbie, are you cranking the? Can you crank the volume on the end of that and like see if we can?
Can we slow it
possibly
down?
Possibly figure out what the hell he's saying? Because it sounds basically like he's saying, "I'm lying through my teeth right now to all of you."
I know. So he came back to do that.
He came and backed it up,
or he was backed up.
He was backed up.
He said he had to go to the bathroom. He was back. All right.
Someone says they should hand us on a fidget spinner.
I may have it slowed down. Let's see how it sounds slowing it down.
I don't know. So he came back to do that.
Even slow mo, he said.
I'm trying to cover his ass. Let's hear a little more of Dwayne Wade from last night. Obviously, a very frustrating loss to the Orlando Magic. The Magic are your daddies. Oh, they own
wait,
you.
Wait. Someone says, so he came to the back to do that.
Oh, let me play it again. Man, that person's good. I might be right. Let me hear.
He came back to do that.
Ah, well done, sir.
Could be it.
Oh, point.
Point for the texter.
Point for the texter.
Wow.
Point for texter.
I got to tell you, he wasn't. He was about done defending Hassan. That's why it tapered real quickly.
Let's hear Dwayne Wade yesterday. He was asked about the Magic being their daddies.
Dwayne, how puzzling has the season been, just in the sense you've had some good home wins against good teams, San Antonio, Portland, etc., but 1-7 inside your division against teams with talent that's, you know, perhaps you're better than, a lot would say.
Are we better? Well, Orlando was better than us coming into the night. So, we're not better. Yeah, and they beating us, so we're not better.
Agreed.
I agree.
Great, we make it. Look, it's easy right now when teams come in. Oh, we should beat them, we should beat them, we should beat them. How the hell you know the other team ain't saying the same stuff?
I think
they are.
I think they're right now, they remind me of, like, they're the culture team right now. I think Steve Clifford's a good coach. That team plays really good defense. He'd only got 5 free throws last night. They wouldn't go into the paint at all. They're like, go ahead, Deet, chuck it up. Shoot your way out of it. Only one guy did it, Kelly.
And he only did it for a hot second.
A hot flash.
Right.
And Jay Rich was.
It happens, man. It happens.
I understand it happens.
It happens. Aaron Gordon, he's a baller.
He's very good.
And
very talented, and he's starting to round out.
And the only person that I would say is even in his to defend him is JJ, who's still trying to get into game shape.
Not to beleaguer the subject, but we have another quote from Hassan.
No.
Yep.
All right, hit me with it.
I didn't know it was going to be as big of a deal as it was. I couldn't hold it. My stomach was bothering me. I had to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry if that makes me a bad guy.
Oh, so look. Let me explain. Let me break this minus down for one. You, folks. Let me break this down for
no,
you.
No, actually, minus two.
Here. Here. The only way you can defend yourself in that is to make it a number two.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't. It can't be a number one.
Of course.
It's got to be bubble guts, my booty about to explode, all that stuff. I ate some tacos, had some chili.
So why wouldn't, like, okay, like, if his stomach was bothering him, like, why wouldn't he, like, Spo, like, be on the same, like.
Hey, man.
Hey, maybe after the game when they went to talk to him, like, he was still on the John Jay Crapper.
Listen,
like, here, why wouldn't they just say,
let me explain to you. They did explain it. You know how they explained it? We handled it internally. If it was nothing, there would be nothing to handle. But the fact that they had to go to him and reprimand him or penalize
by
him.
By handling it internally, could that mean just like, hey, take some Imodium next time?
No. No. When you're saying you are handling something internally, you're implying that it was a situation.
It evidently was.
Then he was wrong. It was a big deal that he left. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. I kind of signed with Hassan, man.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're just trying to.
As a guy that literally a couple hours ago was running down the hall.
But again, do you understand? As long as you've been watching sports, unless somebody was sick, and if he had the bubble guts, or BGs as I like to refer to them as, right? It only flared up when he wasn't playing? How could it only flare up when he's not playing?
I just, like, I would just think.
Wasn't flaring up when he was getting blocks and putbacks when he was 6-for-6.
First quarter, stomach was fine.
Right.
Dude, it could just hit you at any time, man.
Sure it did. Sure. Really? I can't believe Hassan Whiteside pooping is literally a national story. The front of ESPN.
No, it's leaving the court early and nobody believing that he had to go to the bathroom.
What would be a bigger story? The fact that he left the court early to go to the bathroom, or if he just pooped his pants on the bench.
Respect, he culture.
Wasn't there a UFC fighter that was a female that went during the match?
Yep. Yep, respect to her.
No. Oh.
I've watched a bunch of those videos.
It's a TKO. They catch you pooping your pants.
I remember when I was a kid. Remember the chick for the triathlon?
Yeah.
Yep. Lost it.
There was an Italian or French reporter who was wearing all white. She had a problem on TV. Oh, good. Power's out. Are we on the air? Anyone? Bueller?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
I wish I knew exactly. I mean, maybe when I take a step away from it, you know, being a player in the midst of it, it's hard to be able to, you know, tell you all exacts. But, no, it's not the details per se. I mean, we go, you know, we prepare for every team. And, you know, we talk about what we need to do before every game. You know, guys is ready before we go out there. It's just about when we out there, we got to put a little bit more focus on these teams. You know, I just feel like tonight was just a the game just—it didn't feel like a game. It didn't feel like the last two games felt. Well, we needed wins because we were struggling. We was coming on losing streaks. You know, after winning two, I feel like we just relaxed for some reason. Like we got enough wins around here. We got to go. You know, it's go time, man. You don't want to get too far behind because you know this league is a good league, and you know you'll never be able to catch up. So we gotta go now.
There's Dwayne Wade after yesterday's game, looking around that locker room and seeing a bunch of fat cats. He just described fat cat syndrome. And the cat looks around and he's just like, feel like playing today? It's time to nap.
Fat cat. Two ruins in a row, a little bit of rat poison.
Fat cat. Fat cat syndrome, 101. It's clear as day. You can diagnose fat cat syndrome from a mile away. Sometimes if you're Dwayne Wade, you're so deep into the forest you can't see through the trees. And now he sees. Got a bunch of Garfields around me. And last night was lasagna night. It's tough.
Josh Richardson, 2-14.
Still unclear about this fat cat situation.
Well, what's to be unclear? Everybody who got paid, fat cats.
It's Brick City.
Brick City.
Hmm.
Bam, though. Oh,
not a fat cat, though.
Mike Kemp Jordan. Oh, that play. Double-handed block, follow-up slam.
It was a no pants dance at the Tobin household. I had to take a break from the game. It was unbelievable. It was just so fantastic. And then, I mean, just everybody's just pointing. Remember, this is what Zoe was talking about. Even Barry Jackson was like, this is what Zoe was talking about. Yes. I think Barry Jackson was watching that game, jumped out of his seat, and just goes, Alonzo! Yeah.
Colin Cowherd was jumping out of his seat. Bam!
No, he was probably watching some Saban highlights. He's obsessed with that stuff. But
he's upset.
Yeah, man. Dwayne Wade is looking around that game. He's like, man, fat cat syndrome. I can't believe it.
First Tyler Johnson pointed it out. Now Dwayne Wade's pointing it out.
Everybody is starting to realize the fat cat syndrome is real. This team plays like a bunch of fat cats. They rest on their laurels. They get a couple of wins in a row. Play desperate. Come back against the Magic. Fat cats. It's a problem. You can because here's what it is. The Orlando Magic, it's like a laser pointer. You ever use a laser pointer in front of a cat? That's stupid. They think it's a bug all the time. They're going to go try and chase it. This Magic team, no matter what, the Heat see those Magic jerseys. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Fat cats going after the laser pointer.
Can we talk about this Peter thing?
Yeah, I would love to.
So Beast, at 8:36 this morning, sends us a text. And the text reads, Peter asked everyone to stop using anti-animal phrases, and people were confused. The animal advocacy organization asked followers to stop using phrases like kill two birds with one stone and beat a dead horse, and offered alternatives like feed two birds with one scone.
I hate PETA.
Wait. I like PETA bread.
So Robbie.
Oh, I don't know. We could say. I'm not gonna say it.
Although he really was. I was explaining a picture.
There was a picture of a man strangling a chicken,
and I said it, and everybody, no, you can't say that. That's what he was doing. So I replied, kick two rocks with one foot. PETA.
Pretty brilliant.
Burn.
Followed by, he really was strangling a chicken.
Can't say two, could kill two birds with one. I mean, I love animals.
Point for Leroy.
But come on. Like, well, are we to a place?
Every dog has its day. Can't say that anymore.
Is society to
No, because that's positive.
Is a society at a place right now where we're too stupid to figure out whether somebody's serious or not?
Here's what the thing
every
is.
Every blind squirrel can find an acorn.
I think it's finding a nut.
Trying to get a nut to move my butt.
Anyway, no, it's PETA wanting attention is what it is. It's
like did they have to say that?
Should they go after like
doesn't everybody in the world know that that's not meant literally?
It's an organization with no time with too much time on their hands.
They do some great work. Like it's
like
great.
What?
Like, you know, listen, don't take the elephant tusks.
Here it is.
Don't take the elephant tusks.
Who's doing that too? Real Tarzan. He's doing a way better job. You want to know why? He goes and catches iguanas too. I don't need PETA. I got real Tarzan on Instagram to tell me, don't go after elephant dust. Thanks, PETA. Way to really send a great message on there.
Don't go after, you know, shark fins.
An elephant never forgets.
Minus one, man.
what are you doing?
Minus one.
Like.
What is PETA? Give me one thing PETA's done to make your life better.
Well, not mine. I mean, my dad's in the veal business. They, like, protested against him.
There you go. Trying to take food off your table.
Dead baby cows put me through college.
Bunch of vegans too. PETA.
I gotta say.
What?
Like, I'm not a veal fan. Every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying about seafood yesterday.
No.
That's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
You're a liar.
That's exactly what I said. It's exactly what I said.
You are a man of no principle.
No, I'm not. He just said what I said.
No. Look, you know what you do? Here's what annoys me. Here's what you do.
You guys hold me to a different standard.
We'll be talking about something totally different.
Because you say different from minute to minute.
Me and Beast will be having a conversation about something, right? And then out of the blue, you'll say, So you agree with me? Like, agree with what?
Yeah.
And then you say that.
And then they'll be like, boxed in.
Right.
Do that, end the conversation. What about veal? Huh? Can we get back to veal? I love veal.
I think he's about to say veal is overrated.
There's a place in Cleveland.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, that's the place you're telling me about, yeah.
When the first time I tried it, I didn't really know what it was because Eric Metcalf said, try this, it's great.
Right.
So they have this thing called shrimp puttanese, which is pasta with or linguine with cheese, spicy cheese and shrimp. That's good. That's great. And then we had this veal steak. And I never had veal before. So it's veal steak with like crab and shrimp and capers on top of it. And it's the only thing I've ever eaten when I go there. Now, I've never had veal anywhere else. I've only had that. So, do I have veal? Yes. Can I really tell you what veal tastes like? No, because I got so much stuff on it. Because
it's so delicious.
Yeah.
So, if you want veal, you got to go to Cleveland.
No. That's the only thing I get.
That's probably why LeBron left. Come. For the veal.
Somebody said, Amber Wilson is the PETA of sports radio. I don't understand that.
I don't get that either. Wait, why are you laughing, Tobin?
Funny's funny.
So,
point for Texter.
Can't say bunch of fat cats?
No, definitely can't. PETA would ban it. They're idiots.
Wait, so PETA is against Garfield?
Who said the thing about being boxed in? Was that you, Tobin?
No, man. You're boxed in.
No, somebody sent a thing of a cat jumping into a box.
Yeah, you got boxed in.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Why? Yeah, why was he boxed in?
No, because he found the GIF, and so he wanted to send it.
No, because you got boxed in. I gotta recall
the conversation. Boxed in.
I don't send GIFs for no reason.
I thought it was a fat cat reference. I was confused.
Fat cat.
Oh, he said it's called veal osso buco.
No, that's with the bone. That's a different story. No. Veal osso buco. No, good.
Yeah, we had no bone. Ooh. And it was breaded. So.
Oh, a nice flattened breaded veal chop. So good.
That's what I had.
Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about Deion Waiters, who actually was on the bench last night.
Oh, yeah, after you blasted him.
No.
You blasted him.
I didn't blast him.
You did blast him for not being on the bench.
Here's what happened. So Deion yesterday, he tweeted out this, or he posted on Instagram, a quote, an inspirational quote. And it said, one bad chapter doesn't mean your story is over. Whatever the hell that means. Beast said he was gone. Leroy said who? Beast, face palm emoji. Leroy, still don't know. Beast, click on the picture. I mean, making you learn technology is crazy.
Well, I just see the picture of my little box on.
Yeah, and I'm like, you have to click on the picture to see the whole thing.
Here's the meat and potatoes. How is he gone? He hurt. I know, till you click it. And then I said to you, is his ass hurt? Support your team and sit on the bench. Then you come in and say, the Heat probably have a rule. I said, even McBob sat on the bench, all Jesused out. He never played. Goron, also on the bench, boxed in. Fat cat GIF.
No.
Jumping in the box.
But he hasn't played all year.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's not. What does that have to do with anything? Josh McRoberts never played basketball.
Was this the first game that he was on the bench whole year?
Yeah, so that means he's close.
You know why he was listening to a show?
Show us. Wait, I don't know what to tell you. Give me another show that gets.
So does Deion.
Give me other shows that have these kind of politicians on. We're making moves, baby.
How come his friend didn't say nothing?
That's his assistant Franco. He doesn't talk.
That's not a friend. That's a doer. That's a hanger on.
Yeah, he was a photographer.
Yeah, that's the office aide.
He was like, I'm like, man, yeah. I was like feeling uncomfortable. He wasn't talking. He was just like,
no. Every politician has to have that guy. That
yeah,
just,
you got to have a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeps the agenda.
You see, but isn't that how future politicians start?
No. That guy's not going to be a politician.
Yeah, but
you got to talk to be a politician,
yeah,
right?
But Mike, you got to get your assistant to, or whatever his position is. He needs to spell Dwayne Wade's name correctly.
Yeah, correct.
I'm just saying.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. You need, trust me, you need an assistant.
What are we going to do with Hassan real quick?
Oh, what are we going to do with him? Nothing. Guess what? We got Rerun Radio coming up. This is a rerun show. What are we going to do? Every time he has an incident, same thing. Oh, no, don't worry. It's Hamilton House.
No. You were the same way at the beginning of the year. Shush.
What do you mean?
He was hurt.
No, I wasn't. What are you, high? I was giving Hassan a pass? Are you crazy? Me? What are you talking about? What do you put on your Harry Potter sweatshirt and you just forget?
Somebody said send Dion and Whiteside to Sacramento for a 2030 first round pick.
They'd say no. Huh? The Kings would say no.
Yeah, they already had him.
Unbelievable.
How many people in the league?
It's only a big deal because it's me. Yeah. Always. It's always you. Always. It's only a big deal because I punched Alex Len. Just because it's me. Yeah. My comments about being upset with Eric Spoelstra, they're just blown out of proportion because it's me. All right. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's always just you.
Somebody said, that's the fall guy. No, he's not a fall guy.
He's not like, trust me, I'm way more upset about the team losing to Orlando. He's not a reason for the loss. This stuff's annoying to me. I'm tired of talking about this stuff, but it's impossible not to when he's like, had to go to the bathroom, bigger deal because it's me. Like, what are we talking about, man? Dwayne Wade is in his last dance. Could you imagine this? Hassan, think about this, man. Please think about this, all right, with your selfish ass. It's Dwayne Wade's last season. Could you wait 40 seconds for the legend to finish out a game so we don't have to pay attention to when you're taking a dump? Please. In his last season. That's all I ask. I don't think it's too much to ask. Whatever you got to do, put something up there.
Hey.
What? Whatever it takes. Plug it up.
Your colon doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
I don't care.
But, hey, wait.
40 seconds. Respect one last dance. Please. It's not one last poop.
He didn't have to go to the bathroom.
It's nonsense.
He didn't have to go to the bathroom.
He may have had the runs, bro.
And no. You want to know what? Dwayne Wade's a good friend.
Maybe he ate something weird at halftime and it hit him.
Oh, he must have ate it right after he had that almost double-double in the first quarter.
Think about this, boys. He sent out a mass text this summer. Who wants to work out on the beach? No one replied. And Dwayne Wade's looking at this group text like he's in a room. Back and forth, he said, man, no one's going to say. I'll go work out. All right. I'll meet you there, Hassan. I'll be at the beach. He's the only one there doing crunches with you, other than Magruder, because Magruder always loves a good beach workout. You can't last 40 seconds to go poop for your guy. Your guy who's sticking up to the media for you and saying, no big deal, man. He had to go poop. You can't do that for him? Honestly, it's good. No. This is only a big deal because it's about me. No, it's about Dwayne. The rest of you fat cats, get in line because this year is about him. He's getting a road renamed after him. He's given this city nothing but good feelings. He's the face of that franchise. He's responsible for all the good stuff. So if anybody has to take a dump, wait, because you should show the respect to Dwayne Wade to sit on your ass and watch him play basketball until the very end because it's his last season. So whether it's a lie or whether you really had to poop, sit in your poop if that's the case, if it's that bad. But I know that you didn't have to poop. That's a nonsense story because you turned Dwayne Wade into hieroglyphics after the game. We don't know what he's saying. What is he saying here?
He came back to the
We don't know. For the love of God.
Can we go now?
Just wait, Peace. It's 40 seconds left in the show.
It's only a big deal because it's me. It's only a big deal. It's always you.
Can we get...
Always.
Can we give a 40-second moment of silence for how long Hassan would have had to wait?
No. 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 No moment of silence anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
Wait.
So we're all going to sit here...
What? You used to come in every day? Did you hear what Hassan had to say? He talked to Corbin.
Guys, look at the Snapchat.
It's over. I tried to be the nice guy. I tried to. But he just sits here and runs, you guys are picking on me. No. Here's the thing. You want to know why we're picking on you? Because out of all the professional basketball players there yesterday, who are all contractually agreed to play 48 minutes or just sit there and watch basketball... Only one left with 47 and 40 seconds left.
You! You're the only one who got up to leave to go poop! One player! Vucevic didn't poop! Fournier didn't poop! Did Steve Clifford go poop? No!
Gordon.
He's the oldest one there! Rothstein, not pooping! Only you! You rat fink! This is why your cat won't talk to you.
That's why.
S'mores. Say hi to Snapchat. No, dummy. Hold it. Cats don't talk. Jesus. Just please stop doing weird stuff, man. It's not like you got a mansion. You got koi fish. You got the tanked guys doing a reality show. All you got to do is sit there for 40 more seconds. Watch Dwayne Wade play some basketball so he doesn't have to lie for you. Think about it. This guy's been to the tops. Dwayne Wade has been to the highest peak of basketball. What's he doing on One Last Dance?
Basketball version of Major League.
He's just like, I can't believe it. Like, what am I doing? I could be home right now. I could be with my beautiful family. I'm defending my man taking a dump.
Oh, my God.
He came back.
Fine.